First chapter 9, text number 38. Shita Vishir Kahato Vishir Nadamsha Kshatap Japalip Tatataino Me Prasabham Avisasasaramadartham Sabhavatu Me Bhagavan Gatir Mukunda. So in his prayers, Bhishma Dev is saying, may he, Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of a Godhead, who awards salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, he charged me, as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. His shield was scattered, and his body was smeared with the blood due to the wounds. So here we can see that the different dealings that the Lordship has with his own devotees. Generally we think that worshipping Lord means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all this ninefold process of devotional service. But here we see that Bhishma Dev, he is worshipping their Lordship in Virya Rasa. And that's why the way he has explained here, how he has interacted with their Lordship. In last session we have discussed that how on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, to keep the promise of Bhishma, Lord broke his own promise. And what made him to break that promise? The way that Bhishma Dev fought. As he himself, Bhishma Dev, explains that Vishirana Damshaha, he shot arrows in such a way that pierced the Lord's armor. And that has gone through his body, and that had created wounds on the body of their Lordship. And the whole body of the Lord is smeared with the blood. And Bhishma Dev is remembering that particular form of the Lord. In the Purport, Prabhupada says, the dealings of Lord Krishna and Bhishma Dev on the battlefield of Kurukshetra are interesting because the activities of Lord Sri Krishna appear to be partial to Arjuna and at enmity with Bhishma Dev. But factually, all this was especially meant to show special favor to Bhishma Dev, a great devotee of the Lord. The astounding feature of such a dealings in that a devotee can please the Lord by playing the part of an enemy. The Lord, being absolute, can accept service from his pure devotee even in the garb of an enemy. The Supreme Lord cannot have any enemy, nor can a so-called enemy harm him because he is ajita or unconquerable. But still he takes pleasure when his pure devotee beats him like an enemy or rebukes him from a superior position. Although no one can be superior to the Lord, these are some of the transcendental reciprocatory dealings of the devotee with the Lord. And those who have no information of a pure devotional service cannot penetrate into the mystery of such dealings. So here it is clear. unless and until you are a devotee of the Lord, you will not understand his activities. How you can justify this particular dealing of Bhishmadev with the Lord? Unless and until you are devotee of the Lord. That's why it is said, whatever Lord Ramachandra has done, you can follow that. But whatever Krishna has done, you don't follow it. You will be in trouble. So whatever instruction that he has given, you should follow them. That will deliver you from the pangs of material sufferings. But if you try to imitate him, then you will become a joker. So we have to be very careful. Then further Prabhupada says here, Bhishmadev played the part of the valiant warrior, and he purposely pierced the body of the Lord so that to the common eyes it appeared that the Lord was wounded. But factually, all this was to bewilder the non-devotees. The all-spiritual body cannot be wounded, and devotee cannot become the enemy of the Lord. Had it been so, Bhishmadev would not have desired to have the very same Lord as the ultimate destination of his life. Can it be possible that the person who is killing you, you are worshipping him as your deliverer? That's why Lord says that Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. The activities and pastimes and the birth of Lord is Divya. It's not commonly understood. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, I think third canto, where there is a discussion between Uddhava and Vidurji. Just by seeing the Lord in the battlefield, whoever died at that time, all they got liberated. And that's why Lord sat in front of Arjuna, so that whoever Arjuna killed, they can see their lordship before they leave their body. And that's why with Uddhavji, he says that Partha Astraputa Padamapurasya. Whoever died at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they have attained the Paramapada. Paramapada means Vaikuntha. And why is it so? Because Partha Astra Puta. Puta means got purified. With what? With the arrows of Partha, the son of Pritha, that is Arjuna. Not only that arrows had purified that particular person who died, but while dying, Nayanabhi Pibanto Nayanabhi Ramam. It said that they were drinking the beauty of their lordship. Nayanabhi Pibanto, they were drinking the beauty of their lordship with their eyes. Abhiramam. Ramam means which is the storehouse of pleasure. Abhirama means which gives that pleasure. So the beauty of their lordship is in such a way that it was pleasing their eyes, and not only pleasing their eyes, but making them qualify to attend the Paramam Padam. So those are the activities of the Lord. And that's why Bhishma Dev says that Sabhavate Me Bhagavan Gati Mukundaha. Gati means the ultimate destination. And he says, let that Lord become my ultimate destination. And then in the next verse he says, Vijay Ratha Kutumbat ततोत्रे धृतक हयर अश्मिनी तत्श्रेय क्षणीय भगवती रतिरस्तु मे मृषो यमीह निरीक्षहतागता स्वरूपम्. At the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Shri Krishna, the personality of a Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle robe in his left, who was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. See, that's the glory of the personal presence of their Lordship. Before starting any karmakanda, to purify ourselves, we chant one particular mantra. Apavitro pavitrova sarvavasthan gato piva yat smaret pundarikaksha sabhaya abhyantara suchihi. Whether you are pure or impure, but if you take the name of Lord Pundarikaksha, the one who has lotus eyes, what happens? You become purified antar bahir, inside and outside. And that Supreme Lord is right there, standing in front of you when you are leaving your body. Then what will happen? The whole existence of yours will get purified. And the ultimate destination is that the original form that we have will attain by seeing the Lordship while quitting this material world. And Lord promises in Bhagavad Gita, antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. What's the next? At the time of death, if you remember me, you will come to me. He says, if you remember, and here Lord is standing in front of Bhishmadeva. He was right there in front of all the soldiers who died at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And here it says, Vijaya Rathu Kutambasya. That Lord was always trying to protect Vijaya. Vijaya means Arjuna. Why is it so? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has promised. What he says? Whoever remembers me, I take care of him. Huh? What that shloka? Name bhaktya pranashyati. My devotee is never perishes. But who is his devotee? What is the definition of devotee? Okay. What else? 10th chapter, 8th verse. Machita madagata pranaha bodayanti parasparam kathayantashyamam nityam tushyanti charamanti. Who is his devotee? Machitaha. His mind is always engaged in remembering the Lordship. Madagata pranaha. For him, Lord is like his life and soul. Bodayanti parasparam. When they discuss, what they discuss about? They always discuss about their Lordship. Here it is said, bodhayanti. Bodhayanta means The word bodha, he never says vadayanti or vadanti, but he says bodhayanti. Bodhayanti means they enlight each other. How that enlightenment happens? When you discuss about the wonderful pastimes of their lordship, then that enlightenment happens. And that's why it is said that bodhayanti parasparam. And what's the next? Kathayantashramam nityam. They always discuss my pastime. And not only as a formality, okay, today is Saturday and now 6:15 to 6:45 we have to sit and discuss. No. Tushanti cha ramanti cha. Tusha tosha. Tosha means it really gives them pleasure. And ramanti means where their mind always dwells. Means totally absorbed. These are the qualities of devotees. And that qualities we can see here in Bhishmadev. While he was fighting on the battlefield and now he is sleeping on the bed of arrows, his consciousness is changed or same? That's the art of living. It's not that just we have to remember Krishna when we come to temple. What Krishna says? Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam means always. Nityaha. Nitya means regular. So who does this? He is a devotee. And we can see this particular quality in Bhishmadev. And that's why he is called as a Mahajana. Even though externally it appeared that on the battlefield he was enemy of their lordship, but inside he is a Mahajana. As Yamaraj himself says, dharmasya tattvam nihito guhaya mahajano yena gata sapantaha. To understand the principles of religion is not that easy. Then what to do? Then he said, just follow the footsteps of Mahajanas. And who are those? There are 12 Mahajanas, and among them, Bhishma Dev is there. From his prayers, from his life, and from his instruction, we can understand what are the principles that devotees they live upon. Then further he says, Lalita Gati Vilasa Valguhasa Pranaya Nirikshan Kalpitorumana Krita Manukrita Vatya Unmadandha Prakritim Aganam Kilayasya Gopavatvaha. See again, if you see these three continuous verses, there he says that how he has engaged his mind in remembering the lordship. Again here he says, let my mind be fixed upon Lord Sri Krishna, whose motions and smiles of love attracted the damsels of Brajadham, the gopis. The damsels imitated the characteristic movement of the Lord after his disappearance from the rasa dance. See, here one thing that we can understand. Lord comes in millions of different incarnations. But his pastimes, especially in Vrindavan, are even more attractive. To whom? Like a Mahavishnu who stays in a Shvetadip, he also get attracted to that pastimes. Then what to speak of any other soul? How many of you have been Balaji temple in Tirupati? Oh, that's good. I will tell you one very secret thing which is there, because everyone does not get chance to go in the inner sanctum of Balaji temple. In the inner sanctum, on the ceilings, they have a nice carvings of Bala Leela and Vraja Leela of their Lordship. So that question was asked to Sripad Ramanujacharya by one of his disciples. Why these particular pastimes are there? Why not other? Then Sripad Ramanujacharya says, those pastimes in a Vraja are so attractive that even Lord Mahavishnu, he gets attracted toward them. And he desired to see those pastimes always. And that's why those pastimes are there on the ceilings of Balaji. Because those pastimes, they really touch your heart. Whole month we chanted this prayers. Which prayers? So what Satyavrat Muni, he prays for? The fourth verse of that prayers. What is that verse?
Varam deva moksham na mokshavadim va na chanyam vrneham vareshadapiha idam deva purnartha gopal balam sadami manasya virastam kiman.
What he says there? You read almost every day that translation. Yes? Do you remember? What he says there? Idam deva purnato, my Lord, this particular form, Gopala Balam, like a son of a Gopa. Manasyavira, it should always reside in my mind. What's the use of other benedictions? That's what he says. And here you can see the same feelings, the same emotions are expressed by Bhishma Dev. He says that, let my mind be fixed upon Lord Sri Krishna, whose motion, smile of love attracted the damsels of Vrajadham, the gopis. Idam deva purnatha gopala balam. Let that particular form as a gopal attract my mind always. So if we understand this particular mood, when we start understanding this particular emotion that was expressed by the wonderful devotees of the Lord, then there is a chance of really admiring the wonderful qualities of their Lordship. So we'll stop here, because there is another verse which really explains a wonderful emotion that has explained by Bhishma Dev, which may take another half an hour to explain that. So from these three verses we can understand that always Bhishma Dev is aspiring to engage his mind somehow other ena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayat. Let that mind get rested upon the lotus feet of the Lord. There is a nice verse, actually Srila Prabhupada used to quote a lot, and he always used to sing actually. That was the prayer by Maharaj Kulashekhar. And that prayer particular says that, O my Lord, let this mind, which is like a Rajahamsa, like a swan, let it always reside at the lotus feet of yours. Because swan always live where there is a lotus. And he always drinks the nectar from the stem of that lotus. So same way, let my mind become that swan and always reside at your lotus feet. Because at the time of death, my throat will get choked up with a kafavata pittai. And it will be difficult to remember you. And that's why he says, now I am healthy, take me. Shri Govindadev Bhagavan ki, Shri Bhishma Dev ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.